Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch into another week of fun and excitement. 800-259-9231, again, the number. All right, so we've had quite a last week, haven't we, Mark?
Yeah.
Porcupine Freedom Festival, of course, wrapped up yesterday, the 2008 Pork Fest, which was our second year attending Pork Fest. We attended for more than three times as long as we did the year prior. And, man, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
I did, too. There's no arguing with it. It was a party the whole time.
And, of course, big thanks to Jason Osborne for, I think, really helping increase the party factor with his SACL CAI fun tent, which was essentially going all hours of the day and night, offering people free drinks. And, you know, I found out today, though, Mark, apparently they had wanted to offer free barbecue, because mm-hmm. we initially talked about that, and the reason why the barbecue didn't happen was because apparently let's see if I understood this correctly, the campground that we were at did not want competition as far as, you know, they were offering like these $10 hot dogs, basically, yeah. at the campground. So they didn't want anybody offering any competition to their kind of little exclusive deal that they had on food services. But from what I understood of a discussion I had with some activists today, apparently the guy from the campground had said, well, you know, if you're just going to do something, then you should just do it. As far as they were kind of hinting that maybe you should just go and just do it. Instead of don't charge for it.
Right.
And Jason wasn't going to charge for it. But apparently some organizer went and asked permission, and then they said no. And it could have happened.
Permission.
Yeah. Always ask forgiveness rather than permission. So it could have happened from what I understand, but it didn't end up. But I know Jason Osborne. If I know Jason Osborne, he's already planning for next year and is planning to tweak the situation. And I know they're actually looking for a different campground maybe, so I don't know if it's going to be the same one next year or not. But either way, we'll let you know as we learn more. Of course, you can see pictures and video, I think, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you go to freestateproject.org. I'm sure more and more will be posted. So there is a lot to talk about, as always, tonight. Honestly, a bunch of people sent me show prep over the last several days, and I haven't even had a chance to begin to dig through it. So we're going to start here in a moment. We'll take some calls. But coming up, we're going to tell you about yet another instance of government failure. Apparently, the government people can't even make a coupon correctly. We'll explain to you what that means first. But first, we go to Helen in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Hey, Helen, what's on your mind?
I hope I'm talking appropriately. I have been ridiculed for my creations about beginning three decades ago. These little creatures appeared in my consciousness.
I'm sorry, are you talking right into your phone?
Actually, is that better?
That's my fault. Somebody turned down my volume over here, Helen. Okay. My apologies. Go ahead there.
About almost three decades ago this fall, little creatures appeared in my consciousness.
Little creatures?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you said little creatures appeared in your consciousness?
Yes. Well, they became...
What little creatures? What did they look like?
And Mumford Rabbit.
Say that again?
They introduced themselves to me as Matilda and Mumford Rabbit.
Huh.
They come from a higher planet, you know, more spiritually evolved. They're quite concerned that if we blow up our planet, it might affect their planet, too.
Well, I would think that, you know, blowing up anybody's planet's probably a bad idea.
Right.
Yeah.
The point is, they began with a dozen good habits, which are adopted by some teachers and Sunday school teachers. And over the years, it's evolved into little habits on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federal Reserve, the IRS.
I'm sorry, you lost me for a moment there. You said something about good habits.
Yes.
How does that have to do with the Constitution? Where was that connection?
I'll explain it. They became more and more aware that we needed to restore the Constitution.
You're saying the aliens, that's what they...
Well, I call them extraterrestrials.
The extraterrestrials, they're very concerned about the Constitution.
This is
okay.
a fairy tale, but this is an analogy, how we can become aware. Because these habits are applicable for children of all ages, and we're all children. As an example, the First Amendment, Matilda Rabbit has a habit of using God's gift of free speech for spiritual choice and
so it's
voice.
A rabbit that actually talks. Now you said they appeared to. Were you dreaming at the time they appeared to you, or had you just taken some LSD? Were you? What was the situation? Where did they actually appear to you?
In each one of our brains, on either side of the brain, at this side near the ears and amygdala. That's part of the brain. It's like almond shape. And that's where you're more receptive to impressions, psychic impressions, you know, intuition.
So you were fully awake at this time?
No, this has taken years and years to evolve. You know, initially they were introducing that. But it just began with one little habit. The first habit was Matilda Rabbit has the habit of snoring in her sleep, but not before she does implore the Lord her soul to keep. Then it developed into a dozen good habits.
So the extraterrestrial rabbits, are they pray to a god before they go to sleep?
Is it the same god?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jesus is their word and way on all planets.
Why would they care about Jesus? They don't even live on this planet.
Right. How would they even know? Because Jesus was on our earth, right?
Well, Jesus is not on this planet alone. He's everywhere.
Did he die on a cross in outside of Jerusalem and the other planets too?
Well, the point is...
Before you go on, now you got to answer these questions, because we need to ask you questions to really understand where you're coming from, because you have to understand what you're saying is really way out there.
Okay.
Now, you said there's a rabbit and was it a turtle? Was the other one?
No.
What was the other thing?
Rabbit no, there's a brother, twin siblings, a brother and a sister.
So there were two rabbits.
Yes.
Extraterrestrial
purpose,
rabbits who worship Jesus. Jesus in their their planet in the extraterrestrial world outside of our world?
I think you call it a warren.
A warren?
Yeah.
What is that?
No,
that's
where rabbits live.
Oh, okay. People of the Constitution.
Wait, now hold on. Before you get to the whole Constitution thing, let me see if I can understand. I want to focus on the Jesus thing for just a moment here. Now, in our world, they say that the Jesus was a man, but in the extraterrestrial rabbit world, was he a rabbit?
I have no idea. But the Christ consciousness.
Well, you should ask these questions. Often do you contact these extraterrestrials?
Let's focus on their desire to respect all religions, that they're fulfilled to their fullest capacity, they'll become Christ-like. The simple message, do as
the rabbit will. You're saying the rabbit will become like Christ?
Any creature with consciousness. This is a fairy tale. I'm trying to make points.
Fairy tale? You mean you didn't actually see aliens in your head?
This is my creation that I received from them. I'm not
so
crazy.
So you are seeing rabbits in your head.
I'm trying to make a point that in this creative way, we can become aware. Each one begins where they have a habit. They have a habit.
Okay.
That leads up to the Constitution, the IRS,
I don't understand that connection.
The WTO. The
World Trade Organization.
It's even affecting the rabbits.
They're concerned about
the
that.
Country.
So what is it that you want to happen exactly?
This country to restore its Constitution, go back to the principles of the Constitution. The principles are applicable on any planet, anywhere. They're that sacred, that very wise.
Did they choose you as their messenger? Why did the extraterrestrial bunnies decide to choose Helen from Florida as
the... How do
I
know?
Well, you're not asking these questions? I mean, the extraterrestrial rabbits appear to you and you alone? Are they appearing to anyone else?
How are you receptive to things that you've created?
Helen, can I hear the poetry again? I really like the poetry. Yeah, there's a little poem that she had written there with the rabbits with habits.
Okay. Poetry.
Well, each one of these 49 good habits begins with either Matilda or Mumford Rabbit has a habit. And then the next three lines are addressing the specific concern. The 10 Bill of Rights, each one makes the point.
What is she talking about?
As the Federal Reserve, like Mumford Rabbit has a habit of telling the Federal Reserve, you're an unlawful act, constitutional fact, our gold standard we must preserve. They're all very, very practical.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's just allegorical, Ian. That's
all. I'm trying to
except for the fact that she's really seeing rabbits in her head.
You know, I'm not 100% sure she's really seeing rabbits.
I'm trying to reach people of all ages. I can barely hear you.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that, and I don't know why that would be. I think
the bunnies have been chewing
on
the phone lines.
You know, I don't know. So I just want to make sure I'm clear on something here.
Yeah.
You're saying that these rabbits are real or they're imaginary?
Of course they're imaginary.
Okay. Interesting way to communicate. I don't know if it's very effective. Thank you for the call.
Your children need to learn these things.
800-259-9231. I'm pretty sure our audience is mostly adults. And even if I were a kid, that would confuse me.
At least it
rhymes. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Carter Goldsmith appearing out of nowhere.
Yes.
He was not here for the first segment. Actually, you did arrive in the midst of that nut job. That was on the line with her bizarro story.
I was visiting with my rabbits.
I think you're being unfair. The lady was putting together a story.
It was
for,
a parable.
You know, it's kind of maybe for kids and kids of all ages.
You have to make things understandable for kids. Now, I'm not saying that kids are dumb. In fact, I think kids are a lot smarter than most people give them credit for. But I couldn't understand that story, Mark. No one could understand that story. We asked questions to try to understand the situation,
you know,
and it just resulted in more confusion.
All writers aren't that great in you know, speaking. That's why they write.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it. Mumford Rabbit and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you get it. You're
Federal
so
Reserve.
Full of it.
I'm there.
Anyway, Gardner Goldsmith
hey.
Is here, and the calls are rolling in, so we're going to continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello. Quick question for Gardner. First of all, and a comment, Gardner. I really enjoyed the Gardner and Julia show. That was just fantastic.
Well, I was really happy to be able to fill in for Ian and Mark. That was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, I bet you felt honored having the privilege to do that too. the question is, Gardner, are you an economist? What is You mentioned you went to college. Did you?
Well, actually, I didn't study economics in college, and I've thought many times that I should go back and try to get my my graduate degree in economics or get a PhD sometime down the line in
free market
economics.
What's that going to do, though?
Exactly. What's it going to do? I could teach on the college level. It would be fun. It would be really fun. I'd love to teach political economics. My training basically comes from self-teaching, being self-taught, picking up a lot of things that I later found out my father had already read, and he already had copies down in our basement that he had annotated. I started off with mainly John Locke's political stuff when I was in high school, and then I started reading Henry Hazlitt, von Mises, Bastiat, Murray Rothbard, Jean-Baptiste Say. I really, really got into economics for a number of years, like, you know, very, very intensely. It wouldn't have been fun talking to me, you know?
Okay. Just wondering. The reason why I'm calling is because you had a crazy caller on, Ed, on Saturday night, and then followed by, Rafael or somebody, Javier, and they were...
Yeah, a couple of nationalists, some state worshippers.
They were going to tell you what was really going on, because clearly you guys don't know.
Were these the 9/11 truth guys?
No. These were just
yeah,
standard issue
Rafael,
bumper sticker Republican nationalist.
Yes, down in Florida, I think.
Yeah.
One thing that you didn't say, probably because you didn't know, he was talking about, well, we're in Saudi Arabia because they invited us, using, of course, the collective terms.
Right.
And
yeah.
you said, well, I didn't. They didn't ask me. I'm not there, and so forth. But the thing is one thing that that happened during that time was the U.S. government showed Saudi Arabia fake satellite photos, and this is an absolute verified fact. You can look it up in any so-called legitimate news source. You don't have to go to these crazy conspiracy sites.
Yeah.
The U.S. government showed them fake satellite photos of Iraqi troops amassing on their western border in preparation to invade Saudi Arabia, and said, hey, do you need us to come there, given these photos? And Saudi Arabia, of course, said, well, sure, come on over.
Not that that is
a good reason. Yeah, ask Jim Babcock about that next time you talk to him.
Yeah.
That's where I heard it from. But and then the other thing, too, is something that I don't know how to deal with. I think you guys did okay. But what if I called up and I was a belligerent neocon, I mean, in this conversation here, and I told you guys, well, then get out. What is the best, snappiest response for that?
Well, what I like to use...
I can never come up with a good response for that one. My response is like, no!
Well, with those
yeah.
people...
it's a tough one, I agree.
It's not the easiest in the world. With those people, generally, the founding fathers are like the apostles to Christians. And you can say, well, did the founding fathers leave when the taxes from King George became so onerous? No, they stayed and they fought for their land. And they're patriots. And I'm telling you, I'm the same.
Right. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I was thinking the founding fathers too. That's absolutely the kind of thing. They're always citing the founding fathers, especially neocons. They try to bring these people up and then mix in other people like Lincoln and all these other people. But if you can concentrate on the founding fathers, you say, look, I'm just trying to uphold the rules that these guys say that they're going to which they're going to conform. The U.S. Constitution.
I thought about that too. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and clearly the Constitution has been absolutely, utterly smeared and ripped to shreds. I don't think the Constitution goes far enough, but these people clearly worship the founding fathers, and if you can hit on that, you say to yourself, so am I justified in defending them, or should I just stop? You know?
Right, and what I thought about saying was, no, you leave. You're the foreign element.
Yeah.
Your ideals are foreign to everything that this nation was founded on.
You know, that's interesting you should bring that up, because I was accosted by a guy on Memorial Day a few weeks ago.
I remember that on your show.
Yeah, yeah. And yep. He was just all over me saying, you know, I fought for your right to be able to say these things. And I was going to hit him a little harder, but I decided I better lay off a little bit just for the sake of comedy. And I decided, you know, later I thought to myself, well, look, you know, I was going to ask him, what battles were you in? Where did you fight? He would clearly say Iraq and other things. I was like, so sure. How did that fight for my right to be free and for free speech? Would have been too intense for that guy. But I think for a guy like you, for some of the others, if you get into this position, you say, look, who's really fighting for the U.S. Constitution? You nationalists
right.
or me?
I'd like to insert something here, if I could, Stephen, and that is that your suggestion that you might come back at him with, well, you should leave because, you know, I'm the real patriot. I think that's kind of like a, you know, pissing match,
right,
basically.
Situation.
I don't think that'll be a very effective. It's essentially an escalation, whereas if you ask that question that Mark suggested that, you know, would the founding fathers have just left if they were if someone had said something similar to them at that point, that just gives them something to chew on. It doesn't give them something to, you know, it doesn't try to one-up them in any way, and it doesn't lower yourself to their level, because essentially that would be you making the same statement that they were, just in reverse. So I would stay away from making a claim like that or a statement like that.
That's a good point. That's an excellent point. But something Guard said reminded me, that guy Ed said, you asked him that question about fighting for freedom. What wars have been fought for freedom? And he said, hello, Iraqi freedom? And you guys just laughed, man. I laughed too. I laughed out loud on that one.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Because they named the war.
Because they named it Iraqi freedom, it must be about freedom.
Go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, hello, the Patriot Act? Of course it's patriotic.
Thank you, Stephen, for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue. Let's talk to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hi, and a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, I'm a podcast listener, so I get times mixed up. There was a guy called in, actually a couple Christians who called in, you know, talking about how they don't want to enforce their morality on people, but, you know, if people are, you know, abusing their kids, then you've got to do something, you've got to have a government around to do something. And I just wanted to submit that in a totally free society where you have, you know, where people have the liberty to basically do what they want as long as they're not hurting anyone else, you're still going to have people hurting each other, but it's no different than today. And my point was going to be that why can't the kids, if they have a case that they've been abused, why can't they just sue in retrospect?
They should be able to. Hang on. We can bring you back with more here. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SniderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SniderHealth.com. That's SniderHealth.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan, historically, in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Angard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Tad Galahad goes to hell. In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com to read the sixth chapter and the first five.
Very cool. And it's all free there, right? You don't have to pay for that, do you?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. Freedom-engineering.com. 800-259-9231. We go back to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. What were you saying before we had to go away there for a moment?
Okay. I was talking about how there have been some Christian libertarians who've been calling in talking about how, you know, they just can't accept the idea that we have to allow everyone full liberty to raise their children how they want to, you know, because, you know, what if they're, you know, doing something like, you know, they brought up female circumcision or something like that?
Yeah.
And what I was saying is, why, you know, the burden of proof should be on the accuser. So why don't we allow people to do, you know, to raise their kids as long as there's no clear signs of abuse?
Mm-hmm.
And if the children are damaged by it, sue in retrospect. Rather than having the burden of proof constantly on the parents, so they have to prove to this government that we have constantly that they're not abusing their children.
Now, Dan, didn't I mention that to the gentleman during that particular phone call that, you know, that basically that a child, once they, you know, reach majority, should be able to sue a parent on that, or was that another interview?
It might have been another one, because I just listened to that last
okay.
week.
Yeah, absolutely true. I think that people that have been, you know, harmed by their parents in some way should be able to sue.
Yeah.
And I would think in the case of a female circumcision that likely they would, you know, a jury would find for them. Male circumcision, maybe not so much. You know, pervasive morality matters in a society. And if you're going to get a jury of your peers, you know, they're probably not going to find that you were harmed significantly by a male circumcision. Maybe they will.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Which leaves the main method of you know, preventing that sort of thing to be persuasion.
Right.
Which
now,
I don't think there's a problem with that.
And
I say that as a Christian myself. I'm not, you know, we have to actually work to get our ideas across. We have to persuade people. Yeah. Rather than try to force them.
In that particular interview, I sort of sided with the law there that somebody should go to jail for female circumcision, and I've decided to retract that because here's the reason: female circumcision is going on in the Sudan right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't invaded, so the fact that it goes on in the United States, why should we put somebody in prison over it? I think that you know, our legal system, you know, when the child reaches majority, that that will take care of that issue relatively quickly.
You mean Dan's idea?
Yeah, Dan's idea would take over relatively quickly because, well, people don't want to be sued.
Well, right, because if there was a judgment against the parents in that particular case, then the other parents that were considering doing that would have to think twice.
Absolutely. And, of course, social ostracization would keep these types of things from really cropping up within private voluntary societies. So you'd have private arbiters, you'd have parents who and new parents who would already have signed on to the rules. And, man, if they broke those rules, they would not be able to prosper, and they would be hit pretty hard financially.
Good call, Dan. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231 to Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Did you read that news article where in San Diego there was a school, some kind of scared straight thing where they came in, highway patrolmen came into school and said, "Your friend's dead"?
Yeah, we did do that.
Yeah,
story.
We covered that story, I think, during the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And how awful. I mean, how do you feel about that, Dave?
Well, I don't like the way they did it.
Yeah, really, they were messing with the emotions of those children, those mm-hmm. youngsters, and it's tactless and pretty despicable the way they did that. And thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah,
appreciate you bringing it up. 800-259-9231. The point, in case you didn't hear it, was Mothers Against Drunk Driving had teamed up with the police department, and he had said, I guess he said it was San Diego, and they went into a high school, like a classroom full of high schoolers, and basically they picked an empty desk, and they said that so-and-so had died in a car, a drunken car accident.
Wow. Well, they didn't just pick it, but they had the students in on it ahead of time.
Okay, yeah. And so they made all of their classmates, who many of them were probably friends of that young person, feel as though their friend had just died in order to make a point about not drinking and driving.
I don't know how long that sort of lasted in the class, but that's the sort of thing that if you're talking about terrorism, you know, obviously it's not the same type of thing. A real life was not taken, but the effect that the terrorists are trying to strike in the heart of America to make us fearful, this is a fear that's being produced by government agents and mothers against drunk driving inside a school where the kids can't get away. That is terror, and, man, I can't believe they do something like
that. Yeah, and it's totally unnecessary. I mean, they seem like they're always trying to crank up to the next level of intensity on their efforts to dissuade youngsters from drinking and driving, and I just don't understand it. When I was in high school and there were the parties, the high school drinking parties, kids were very well aware of the dangers of drinking and driving, and even young kids had some designated drivers. Everyone knows that it's not a good idea to drink and drive. Why do we have to hit them over the head so hard that it actually frightens them into believing their friends are dead?
And continually lie to them. You know, nothing like getting kids on your side with the subtle lies that are always out there about drugs and things like that. Give them a big lie. Slap them in the face with that one. That'll really get them on
your
side.
Yeah, your friend's dead. And the other lie that we pointed out, I think, was that they said it was an alcohol-related death. And when they give you those alcohol-related statistics, that could mean that, Gardner, we're driving down the road, you're drunk, I'm driving, an accident happens, then we've got an alcohol-related fatality.
Yes, yes.
Even though no one behind the wheel was actually drunk.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, it seems to me that obviously drinking and driving's not good news. It seems to me, at least in my life, that I probably did more of that when I was younger than I would do now. And so It's certainly, I think it's a good idea to show kids the consequences of drinking and driving. I don't think we should lie to them.
Yeah, I think the consequences are fine. You know, a few pictures of some mangled cars, maybe some video footage. I mean, that all makes sense. But telling them you're friend is dead?
I think that, for one, you know, we have a culture where it's illegal for parents to, you know, teach their kids to drink. And I feel like who better to teach their child how to responsibly use alcohol? Sure, there's parents
would have made
there,
a difference for me, I tell you that.
There's some parents out there that would be irresponsible, but by and large, we have the American youth being educated by other American youth on how to imbibe alcohol, and that's really bad news. I care about my son, and I'm going to teach him, legal or not, how to, you know, properly imbibe alcohol. It seems like 90-something percent of the population drinks. I may be wrong here, but it seems like a good majority does, and so therefore it's a real fact of life, and we should teach our kids about it.
I think that's a sensible idea.
So you've got this situation where, you know, essentially the law says drinking below the age of 21 is bad. It should not be done. So parents tell their kids drinking below the age of 21 is bad. It should not be done. Kids don't feel like they have they can call upon their parents when they do need a ride.
Sure.
And so you've got the situation where they feel obligated to drive home. I've got to get home by 1 o'clock or by 12:30 or whatever their curfew time is. So they don't call.
They make a mistake.
Right.
Yep.
And the mistake is not calling the parents. It's terrible.
That's a great.
Well, and it's also a mistake on the parents' part for not being open-minded with helping their kids out, where, you know, it's one thing for mom to say, well, just call us anytime you need us to give you a ride. Yeah, but at the same time, if that's the same mother who's told you not to drink, then you know that if you call her, she's going to be pissed.
Right.
And there's going to be some sort of punishment that comes down the pike as a result of that. And kids don't want to get punished for going out and having a good time on the weekend. So, yeah, you're right, Mark. They try to avoid all contact with adults, whether they be police or parents. And as a result of that, they put themselves in dangerous situations that otherwise, if they had a good relationship with their parents, if their parents understood that, as you know, as a teenager, they're going to come across alcohol and that that's okay, especially if they've taught them how to drink responsibly, then there would be no issue. Then the kids could call up mom and dad and say, beforehand, they could say, Mom, we're going to a party, you know, we'll call you later and you can come pick us up or whatever. But no, they go underground and then bad things happen. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you're buying in over 41 categories to shop from, lots of different products available, the brands that you trust, at a great price, as well as free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, Ampline and ladies first. It is Whitney in D.C. Whitney, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey.
Great. Hey, Whitney.
I'm just actually calling in to report on how it went at the airport when I dropped Sam off today.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We were just talking about Sam in the airport, Whitney.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah. Off the air. Go ahead.
Off the air.
Yeah. Well, I dropped him off at the airport, and you know how he flies without ID.
He does.
That they have, you know, recently created a law that said if you don't use government ID, they're going to call the airport police to check you out.
Mm. Yeah, I thought that was supposed to start on the 21st, but I don't know. Did he encounter extra difficulties?
No, he didn't, and I was kind of surprised. But I went in there with a camera, and I think that maybe that made people a little more. Mm. They wanted to expedite him.
Yeah,
interesting. They didn't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I thought it wasn't legal to videotape TSA, you know, stuff.
Oh, I don't know if it is, but nobody bothered me.
They didn't say anything to you, huh?
That's great.
No, they didn't.
Were you actually trying to video? When I was at one checkpoint, Mark, they didn't want me looking at the actual checkpoint activity, so I imagine they wouldn't like me videotaping. What exactly were you videotaping at that time?
Well, he went in to check in and get his boarding pass, and so we were just standing there with the lady at American checking in, and she asked him a few times if he had an ID, and he kept repeating, no, I don't, and then he finally showed him her press badge, and that just has his last initial on it with his first name, so
right. She
actually took that, she gave him his boarding pass, and she seemed a little uncomfortable about the camera, just kind of smiling at it, and, so then we turned around and we walked to the TSA line. Actually, first we went to drop off the luggage, and the guy there didn't want us hanging around. He was like, oh, I'll just take that. You're good. So then we went into the TSA line, and Sam got up there, and I was videoing from the backside. There was a restaurant right next door.
Right, yeah.
And so I kind of went in through the restaurant so I could hear everything.
Yeah, because you weren't going through, right? You were staying in D.C.,
no,
right?
Yeah. Right. So he just let him right through, and, I mean, all the TSA agents, there were a bunch of them standing around, probably six of them, and they all just completely ignored me with the camera.
Huh. Wow.
And just let him right through, but of course you had to go through the extra security thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but they didn't take him away for an interrogation, at least, that you could tell.
They put him in a little room where, you know, you have to go for the secret search or whatever it's called when they mark your boarding pass with the four S's.
Yeah.
So they took him off to the room and they put him in there. But they always do that when you don't fly with ID. So
they never put me in a room when I did it. They just sort of took me off to the side where they had this little side area where they, you know, they shake people down. I wouldn't say it was another room. So he actually went into a room with a door on it? Or?
Yeah, he went into a little room with a door, and of course I wasn't back there, but he told me later, and he said that the door was locked, and he kept jiggling the lock and saying, am I being detained? The guy was like, no, you're not being detained. And he's like, why am I locked in here?
Wow. Maybe he'll have a few more details that, you know, that you weren't necessarily privy to.
Yeah, well, I just want to let you know how it went from my end. I'm sure he'll be calling in, not tonight, but this week.
Right.
And also another thing that we noticed was that the TSA agents now, instead of having the little iron-on badges on their shirt,
They have metal badges.
Official-looking metal badges now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they spent a little bit more money, a little more taxpayer money on that.
The effect is being completed, Whitney.
So, Whitney, exactly. You were on the show on Friday night, and you made Free Talk Live history when you, I guess, you challenged Mark to take off his shirt, and in return, you would also take yours off. Have you gotten any feedback on that? People getting in touch with you and saying things about it?
People getting in touch with me? No, I didn't really give out my phone number.
No, that's true.
That's probably best.
I guess at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, were you getting any feedback?
Oh, yeah. Everybody heard about it.
Males like that kind of thing, you know?
It was very, very cool.
I actually did hear that there was somebody that didn't like it. Apparently, you have a critic on the Free Talk Live BBS who... Now, I have not actually read the posts, but it's apparently some chick that found that, in her words... trashy. Are you trashy, Whitney?
No, I just have a free spirit, and I think some people are a little uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, I don't understand why breasts are trashy. I don't really get the connection there.
Before we go on, Whitney, could you please define trashy as you see it?
Trashy?
Yeah, I mean, when you hear about trashy girls, what do you think of?
I don't know. I guess I think of someone in a trailer park with Daisy Dukes on and tattoos.
Bleach blonde hair. And Whitney, you know, it's interesting because even right now, as you're on, you could take your top off and Mark could take his top off, but it wouldn't have the same effect. And I thought it was a lot of fun.
No.
And, yeah, different perspectives for the BBS poster there. Obviously, you know, she just felt uncomfortable, but I thought it was totally great. And
from what
natural.
I understand, again, I haven't read the post, but this is from what Julia tells me. From what I understand, the lady on the BBS was concerned that you were trying to tantalize women's husbands, and she would feel very bad about having her husband there because you would be trying to wrest him away from her.
No, I don't think
that's
behavior. Not what she was saying. I've read the
oh, really?
Yeah.
What was she saying, Mark?
Well, pardon me, I have a cough. She was essentially saying that, you know, taking your top off for a room full of men is trashy. And, you know, she wouldn't want her husband there looking at it. You know, that kind of thing. That she thinks nudity's fine. However, you know, it should be you know, relegated to areas of nudist colonies where everyone's there and they're not purposely looking. I mean, they might slant their eyes or whatever, right? But they're not purposely looking at that kind of thing. So, I mean, you know, I guess everybody gets something for everything that they do in this world, and Whitney got me to take my shirt off.
Yeah.
That's right. That was the goal, man. We planned it for a couple months.
Wow.
It was done, well executed.
So, Whitney, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I just wanted to call in and report about that, and I had a great time at Porkfest, and I can't wait to move up to New Hampshire in the spring.
So. Very good. Well, I have to say that I thought the entire event was quite tasteful. Not trashy at all,
it
but
was
tasteful.
Good. It was
and,
good.
And thank you for your call tonight. We appreciate it.
And we'll look forward to having her up here.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the AMP line. Hello, Puke.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wasn't able to call in during Pork Fest because it was out in the middle of the woods and all of that. And so I decided I'd call in right now.
Here you are.
All right.
I was just going to say, you know, first of all, thanks to Jason Osborne for putting on a fantastic little, or not little, but big tent that everybody could hang out in and get some free beers and have a good time. And, you know, I mean, it was fantastic. It was the first Pork Fest that I've ever been to for the whole week.
Mm.
And, you know, there was all kinds of stuff you could do. There were people that went on hikes and checked out vendors and speakers and all of that stuff. And basically, I just hung out and drank, which was fantastic for me. But that's about it. You know, it's just it's great to hang out with all these people that you really, most of them I never met before. Some of them, obviously, I had. And you still just have, like, an instant sort of camaraderie because you all sort of have a same philosophical base.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun, and it is such a great group of people. There's really not much to critique beyond, I think my biggest critique had to be the fact that the Free State Project bowed down and paid the gang their extraction money. And then beyond that, whoever it was that was complaining on Friday and Saturday night, because somebody, apparently the Gunstock campground security came over and asked people to quiet down at the SACL CAI fun tent, thereby reducing the fun quotient slightly. And whoever it was that was doing the complaining, I think.
It probably would have been better if we had the whole Poplar Plains to ourselves.
I was shocked that the entire area was not
strange.
Free State Project.
I'm surprised it wasn't. I don't know for certain it was or wasn't. And if it isn't, it should have been.
Well, I know that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI is looking to remedy all of those problems for next year.
Right.
So we'll see what he can do.
There were some talks about at the sort of planning meeting for next year that they had with everybody on Sunday. You know, trying to find some place that was maybe, more friendly, like a fairground or something like that, that was less sort of a family camping atmosphere,
yeah.
A place that, you know, we could have a party. You know,
yeah, a place where you could rent the entire, the whole place out, where you could just fill it up with Free State Project people
right.
and not have to be concerned about somebody else being offended or something.
Yeah. Except for the infrastructure, somebody's private field somewhere would work fantastically.
Well, that was another idea that was floated, and Puke, thanks for the
That's
call
what
tonight.
Pork is.
Yeah, one of the ideas was to take some private property and have the porcupines go and build the necessary infrastructure for kind of a campground. Build a bathhouse.
Perfect.
We know some porcupines and Free State Project members would be totally down with doing something like that. Anyway, hour two's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode, libertyradiounderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. With the